الرحمن الرحيم باب الصبر. This is a chapter on patience, exercising of patience. قال الله تبارك وتعالى أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم يا أيها الذين آمنوا اصبروا وصابروا. In the Quran Sharif, there are very many references towards the sabr and patience. In one place, Allah Tabaruk wa Ta'ala says, O you who believe, be patient and compete with one another in patience. That is, patience, that to have sabr is a very, very great quality. We should have it, and in fact, Allah Ta'ala encourages us, we should compete with one another in having sabr. Unfortunately, many times we say, how much sabr must I make now? That now I have made too much sabr, I can't make more sabr. Sabr is a thing that we should in fact compete with one another. Sabr, patience, means to remain firm upon that which the soul regards as difficult. The basic meaning of sabr is our nafs, many things we feel are difficult. Sometimes very cold morning, and we have to make wudu with cold water. The nafs find it very hard to do this. This is what is called sabr. To come for fajr namaz, sometimes we might find it very difficult. So to go against the nafs, this is sabr. And as we will read, there are different types of sabr. Three types of sabr the ulama have categorized. Ulama have mentioned that it is one of the qualities of the Anbiya alayhi salatu wasalam, and it is a sign of complete iman. To have this sabr is a quality, one of the great qualities of the Anbiya alayhi salatu wasalam. If we think of Ayyub alayhi salatu wasalam, for how many years he was ill and how he exercised his patience during all that period of about, different riwayat come of up to 18 years, where everyone left him, his followers left him, his family left him, only his wife remained loyal and attended upon him. Otherwise everything, all his worldly possessions were also taken away, and he was in a very ill condition. Nabi Ali Salatu Wasalam says, the most difficulties that came to any person in propagating the deen of Allah Ta'ala, I had to face that. And throughout Nabi Ali Salatu Wasalam's life, he exercised patience. And it is a sign of complete iman. A person who has got that iman, yaqeen on Allah. One aspect of yaqeen, which we all understand, and iman, is that whatever comes to us, befalls us, is from Allah Ta'ala. So then a person bears it happily. And our iman also, Allah Ta'ala is the all-knowing, the all-powerful. Whatever Allah has decreed for us, that is the best for us. Though our nafs does not want to accept it. Whatever difficulties, hardships we experience, we find it very difficult. But when we know it is really from Allah, and also if we keep the whole picture in mind, usually we only keeping the dunya's life in mind. A person falls ill, has got financial problems, has got other types of problems, so it seems a great difficulty. But if we extend our true vision and we see in the akhirat also, that on this what Allah is giving, this difficulties is putting us through, what ajr and what reward and thawab Allah is going to give, then a person won't find it difficult. Just like a person is working very hard to complete a project, he's not even sleeping, he's not even eating, but he knows that I'm going to be paid well for this. What my returns are going to be, his eyes are on that, then all this difficulty becomes easy for him. To keep rozas and to make ibadah during the day and night of Ramadan, if a person only looks at it from the dunya's point of view, then it is very difficult. But when he sees that what Allah is going to reward on it, what he is going to get, then it becomes very easy for that person. So in all our matters, we should try and keep the whole picture in front of us, and not just the small part of the picture of this dunya. This is when one patiently accepts the decision of Allah Ta'ala and is pleased with it. This is a high level of Iman, that when these difficult conditions come, a person, he accepts it also, it is from Allah Ta'ala. He doesn't fight with Allah Ta'ala. He doesn't argue and say, why did this difficulties come to me? He accepts it, and in fact, he is pleased with it also. That Allah, you gave this to me, and I am pleased with it. Allama Anwar Shah Kashmiri, rahmatullah alayh, at one time suffered from piles. And piles, very, very painful also. His khadim told him that, Hazrat, why don't you go and have this treated? You are the amanat of the ummah. What a great, great man he was. He said that it is a gift from Allah. How can I return the gift and send it away? In this way, they bore it patiently. Of course, it is 100% permissible for us to that we go, we take our treatment, etc. But this is a very high level of Iman, that Allah, you brought me in this condition, and I'm happy with this condition. And many, many great buzurgs we find, our mind doesn't work, how they bore great, great difficulties, and they were happy with it, that Allah, you sent this difficulty. We, it is our duty, we ask for afiyat, we ask for well-being, that Allah saves us from all these difficulties. Even then, if it does happen to come, we should accept it wholeheartedly and be pleased with it and make sabr. One who displays patience and does not become anxious in the face of a difficulty or calamity will be blessed with peace and contentment from Allah Ta'ala. Yeah, in this very world, when a person accepts it, Ya Allah, it is from you, and I accept it from you, already he will feel so good within himself. And if he wants to fight it, that why has this come to me? Why am I suffering like this? What wrong did I do that I have to suffer this? You are making aggravating matters for yourself. And our own condition becomes more aggressive and more difficult, and we suffer that hardship. So to submit to Allah is a source of great peace and contentment. So this in when we don't ask for difficulties, we ask for afiyat, we ask Allah to protect us. But Allah is the absolute, and Allah knows perfectly what is good for everyone. If any difficulty has to come to us, then we should accept it, and more higher, even be pleased with it. May Allah bless us with this great quality of sabr and patience also. It is very, very bitter, but the fruit of it is very, very sweet also. So may Allah give us tawfiq that we understand this aspect and we accept it. Otherwise, generally, we find it very hard to make sabr these days. Any small problem comes and we make a huge issue about it. May Allah guide us to righteousness and be pleased with us. Wa akhiru da'wana.